This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. It's now 9:06. I'm Dave Lewis, and we haven't done this for a long time. At least I haven't done this myself for a long time. We're going to create an open phone segment for you here for the entire hour and talk about a number of different things that may or may not be in your mind here as we are set to open the first full week of August. We've had such a crazy summer with a lot of different things. It's been crazy hot, and then it's just like, wow, it's not so bad, and then it's hot again. I was just out in western Kansas where it doesn't seem as dry. I was driving out to Colby, and it started raining almost as soon as I got there. And it's just like, wow, I don't remember the last time I actually drove through rain. It seems like it's been a long time. But our studio lines are open. We can talk about a lot of things. And one of the things, obviously, that's in the forefront of many people's minds is we've got this primary election happening tomorrow. It's actually primary election day tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You'll be able to go to your local polling booth and actually place your ballot, your vote, on the candidates of your choice for your respective party. Or if you're unaffiliated, then you may declare a county or declare a party that you'd like to be able to vote for. So I think that this has been kind of an unusual opportunity. I don't recall having a primary election where there was no local opposition. We've had, obviously, we have a lot of candidates up for governor, a lot of state offices, for insurance commissioner, for secretary of state. We've got a couple of candidates. And you, as a Republican or a Democrat, can declare which party you would like to vote for in the primary election. And I got a couple of other things here that I want to talk about also on a local level. And some of the things are just kind of like, hey, what would you like to see around here? This is a town that has grown so much. I'm talking about Manhattan in general and the general area. We have grown so much in the last couple of decades. But are there still some things that you would like to see us have here? There are some improvements that I think that are long warranted. And we got word last week, at least Riley County did, that the state is looking, the Kansas Department of Transportation is looking at the possibility of installing a couple of roundabouts on Highway 24 to the northwest of the city there at Seth Child Road intersection, and also coming off the dam, K-13. That would be long overdue, as far as I'm concerned. But some thoughts on that, our community, the elections, or, you know, there may be some other things that may be on your mind. That's when you roll the dice on an open phones, Nick, you just never know what's going to come out of the mouths of some. Let's go to the phones now. Good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus.
Hello.
Hi. Is that what you were calling for?
Yes. I just remind everybody they can ask for a paper ballot.
Yes, you can. And is that something that you have been promoting yourself? I mean, you'd like to see more people utilize a paper ballot in whenever they go in to vote?
Well, Chris Kobach's got a bad history of doing that kind of stuff. Well, he wouldn't allow an audit last year, so and he will be, whether he wins or loses today, he still will be the guy in charge.
He'll be the Secretary of State until the end of, early January, correct? He would take office sometime in January.
Yeah, so he will be the Secretary of State when all the elections take place.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to keep in mind. They will give it to you, but you got to ask them before you vote.
It doesn't take you any more time to fill out a paper ballot than it does an electronic one.
No, huh?
It may be more convenient, I suppose, in the accounting aspect of an election. When you're totaling all the ballots, you know, that's where you run into some probably the bigger challenges in terms of, well, the amount of time that it takes to count up paper ballots. That's about, really, I think for a lot of people, the only advantage. What do you think about mail-in ballots? Is that something you've ever done?
No, I haven't. But, I mean, if there was ever a chance to, you know, vote for somebody else, the mail-in ballot would be the easiest way there was.
I know if you talk to Riley County Clerk and Elections Officer Rich Vargo, he would tell you that the paper ballot is probably the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Overall, you've got the accountability aspect of it that many people do like because they are less than comfortable with casting an electronic ballot. I guess that would be a polite way to put it. A lot of people have doubts on the accuracy of electronic voting.
Yeah. But the only thing I mean is I'm sure there's a lot of older people that vote according to their wishes of their peer or their whatever, but that works everywhere. My wife asked me who to vote for, and that's who she votes for. So the people that don't take too much interest in it are led pretty easy.
There are a lot of people that don't vote at all that are still led pretty easy as well when you consider, you know, what kind of percentage of the populace actually does participate in an election campaign, especially in some of these primaries where many people don't feel like that there's really much at stake. It's the general that gets all the attention, but unless you're either a Republican or a Democrat and very active within the party and determining who is going to be advancing on to the general, we don't really have anything else. I don't recall of any other measure that's on the ballot this time around for any bond issues or anything else that we can vote for just for the party candidates.
Yeah, and I don't even know. The only thing you hear of is the governor, and that's it.
We've had a few folks that have been advertising here on K-Man for the Secretary of State. I've received some stuff in the mail from Secretary of State candidates and a lot of stuff for governor.
That's about it. There's no primary for anybody else.
There's no primary for county commissioner here. There's one county commission seat that will be vacated. Ben Wilson has said that he's not going to run again. And there's one Republican candidate, John Ford. And apparently, I believe this is the last day for an independent to file for a county position as well, if I recall correctly. But we have had word that there would be an independent candidate for county commission. But, you know, the state representative positions, no challenges there for either Tom Phillips or for Sidney Carlin. Tom Hawk is not up for election this cycle. But there's no opponent for either party other than the incumbents.
Yeah, so in other words, that's kind of the reason people don't bother to vote. But I wish they would this year. This governor's race is kind of important.
Kind of is an understatement. It's probably, considering where this state has been over the last 8 years now, a lot of people definitely want to see a lot of change in the position of governor. Not just necessarily just the person, but the direction of the state. And I don't know how many of the candidates, at least the two strongest candidates, will be somewhat of a continuation of what the Republican Party has offered over the last several years. But paper ballot is what you say. I've already voted. I already went down. I did the electronic thing. So I'm fine with that.
All right. You have a good day.
I will. Appreciate your call and your comments this morning. 537-1350 is the number to call here at KMAN. It's In Focus. It's open phones time. So what about campaigning and voting? Do you like the electronic ballot? Would you like to see a return to paper ballots? Or have you done the mail-in option, which is available? You can get your mail-in ballot actually before advance voting starts, which I think is, 20 days before the general election. But you have less time to get that mail-in ballot cast. I think that you have like 2 weeks in order to get that in so that it can be received before the deadline of 7 p.m. on election day, that primary election day, which is always the first Tuesday of the month. primary elections. It's a big day tomorrow. The advance voting does continue at your local election offices, and that must be ending by noon today. And Nick, I know that you've been kind of following along with a number of the things with this election. Nick McNamara, who's been filling in for Brady Bowman here over the last few days, along with Sam Heaney, kind of tag teaming here on a lot of duties. I know that there has been what Rich Vargo, county elections officer, says has been a pretty good turnout so far for advance voting and getting 100, 125 people in a day.
Oh, yeah.
I
think he said it was somewhere around, at least last week when we talked to him, he said that there was already been like almost 1,300 advance voting.
Yeah, and that was still with several days left. I think that was Tuesday's number.
Yeah.
And that was after the weekend and on Monday. So he anticipates that the advance voting will be a record number for this primary election. 537-1350 is the number to call here at News Radio KMAN. If you have comments that you would like to make, let's talk about also some other things that you would like to see in and around the Manhattan area. We've had a lot of things that, and Nick, you're fairly new to the area. You know, a lot of the retail stores that you see here, a lot of the restaurants, there's been a tremendous amount of growth here in the last, really, 10 years. With the east side of Manhattan having quite a bit of growth there, and how the impact of online shopping has also affected local retailers. There are many that will tell you that that has been almost decimating to some local retailers, especially those that aren't a franchised chain of stores. But, you know, not everybody's doing so well in retail, including places like Sears. I saw a Sears store this weekend in a small Kansas town. It's just like, wow, they still have a few.
Right.
You know, growing up, I grew up in rural Kansas. I grew up at a farm and about 15 minutes from Abilene. Abilene had a Montgomery Ward's. We had a Sears. We had a JCPenney. We bought all of our clothes. We bought a lot of our electronics. We bought our cookware, all kinds of stuff from a store like that. We had those three types of stores. Montgomery Ward's has been gone for quite a while. Sears is seemingly on its way out. Penny's is doing, as far as I know, they're doing well.
I'm not sure how their appliance sales go, but they probably think they might be doing well.
They still have them. They still sell furniture, but it's always online or less than, you know, in the bigger markets like a Kansas City. Some of those stores will have some of those options. But we do have a strong retail environment here. You know, we've seen a lot of growth in downtown in a lot of areas. We've seen some more retail stores pop up in a number of areas. Retail is tough. Retail is tough no matter what your product line is. Retail is tough. Amazon continues to get bigger and bigger. You know, Jeff Bezos is worth, $144 million or something like that.
I think it was billion.
Billion. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you come back on a Monday and maybe you'll call it Bunday. But I get the M and the B mixed up. But yeah, $144 billion. And I saw something the other day that his parents invested like $11,000 in Amazon 20 years ago. And they're now worth $25 billion just off that initial investment.
That's pretty good ROI right there.
That's not necessarily insider trading. That's just, you know, luck of the draw. We don't have too many people, too many businesses that are the size of what Amazon is doing. But I'm kind of curious how much impact some of the new laws, especially with internet sales tax, now going to become more and more of a primary concern. And it has been a long time because local governmental entities have been losing a lot of sales tax revenue for the last several years.
I went to a few of the intergovernmental meetings, and the commission's been talking about this for a while. Mm-hmm. They're real excited about the new sales tax. And from what they were saying, I think Amazon has already been distributing that tax.
Amazon has, yeah.
Just out of, they were aware it was coming sometime down the line, and they were just getting ahead of the game.
And if you have a store that is in the state of Kansas that's operating, you would have, if you were to order online from, say like a Best Line, you would have been charged that sales tax. But there are a lot of other places that, I don't buy much online. I really don't. I like to touch things. I like to feel things. I like to hear things. Not as much as I like to taste things, but that's not part of the discussion here. But a lot of the things that I need to buy for my side business are not available locally. And those are the things that I have to buy to go on the internet. And sometimes I don't have sales tax to pay on that because it's been exempt. And that would be nice. I don't have a problem. I don't go online to escape paying sales tax. I know a lot of people do.
Well, technically, I think we were supposed to, everyone was supposed to declare on their taxes that you had made a purchase and send the relevant amount of sales tax out. But there's no real way to enforce that, which is where the problems have been arising.
I didn't just say that at all. If anybody heard that I was buying things online and not paying local sales tax, that was just a figment of your imagination this morning. It's 9:21 here at News Radio KMAN. We're going to take a break. It's open phones time, 537-1350 here at News Radio KMAN. In Focus, open phones with Dave Lewis, Nick McNamara hanging out also here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.